thy servant away from the sumptuous sin, and let them not have dominion over us. And we have not cried in the sin of these great transgressions, Selah. Yea, O God, it is all to God, and at our mouths is over for thy praise. For I did not hear such things to the best of my heart, and I did not have any because of us. Now I believe in the Savior of the Lord.
Let me come in now, you will hear your voice.
Thy name, and I can. Thank you. Lord, I'll never forget. Yeah. this thing to get back to the epistle is taken from the second book of Peter, chapter 3. Your pure minds. The day of the Lord. This is the day our Lord has made. Heaven rejoice and earth be glad. The gospel. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Man has to come back to his high estate, his heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. Shake off those locks. Pay our morning sacrifice. That ye will be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments. A mighty fortress is our God.
Same holy prophets of old come back. Same
the salvation.
That ye will be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, to those who perish, the preaching of the cross comes as foolishness. To us is the power of life. Knowing this first, that there will come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Can't put off the lust. Oppression, lust, and crime. Lust is the rascal of man. Let him down. Knowing this first, that there will come in these last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Eyes they have and they see not, neither has it entered into their heart to understand it.
They can't accept man. Another guy. Even though a man tell them, they still don't believe.
Even though a man perform it in their sight,
and they still don't believe. The
prophet takes the burden upon his own shoulders.
Yeah, there.
In the sight of all the people. And they say, where is the promise of his coming?
I didn't know the team yet.
That means what you're looking for. Right.
The man never promised him a goat, you know. He promised him a man.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. That means they plan to keep up their wickedness still.
I think
the fathers have fallen asleep.
I am the father of God. So he knew that it wasn't so from the beginning. You know, see?
Yeah, so there's something still called for.
Yeah. I know that God is from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, yes,
I know. Oh, he can't tell us God at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Without God, there's no creation.
Yes, it is.
For this, they willingly are ignorant of.
And what they got from the beginning, what they have been with the word from the beginning.
Yes,
you know,
some must think that this doctrine began when they first heard about it. What happened to the glorious work of the Father? From the foundation of the world.
Before
Abraham
was, I am.
For this, they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old. You see the thing. This they remember, this is they are willingly ignorant of. Everybody says they want to know the Creator. That man stand up before you and say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first. And yet they remain willingly ignorant. There's the experience of the creation every day. Where it come from? God.
The ignorance is that one man couldn't prove the righteous.
Our man comes to show you, they're willingly ignorant of this.
And that they've got your
willing not that, you know. Na ignorance.
Knowing the light, they choose the darkness. So that their deeds won't come before the light.
Their deeds are evil.
True. In the darkness there is one true light. But remember something. By the time you're looking for the light, you're going to find it. When you knock, the door is going to be open. You think it's been given unto you. But the man says that they are willingly ignorant of this. So that means that while in the darkness, if they see the light, they look the other way. They don't want to acknowledge that light.
For the deeds are evil.
And that light is bad. I have sworn I will keep thy righteous judgments. The earth is full of thy mercy. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth, standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. They were ignorant of the works of God. The heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store. By the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So the heavens and the earth both stand as witness against the ungodly men. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Short as the watch. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. You see the thing, they take his mercy. Slackness. They say, our Lord will not see. Neither will the God of justice regard it. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Yet the Lord is long suffering to usward.
God promises.
God is long suffering to us, not willing that any man would perish, that all would come to repentance.
Is the God not ready to do it? Not sure. I didn't see a lot of.
You couldn't show me even one soul that God made that he wanted to lose. Why would you make something you want to lose?
God loves all his children.
You make something you love, man.
The dead can't pray anymore.
So all the ones that Satan made, they're for him.
Yes.
Every man that God made. Every man was a charge to God. A response to God first.
Because
they that fell asleep, you know. God not fall asleep in the beginning. That all would come to repentance. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, will be burned up in this judgment.
The world and the lust.
The worldly lust must
be.
You can think what you want, you can say what you want, you can't keep his eye like you want. Every time you want to go to God's city, you have to go God's way. Seeing then that all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You hear? In all holy conversation and godliness. No vanity and vexation of spirit. Our holy conversation and godliness doesn't vex spirit.
I curse your blessing.
Say the same word that God sends, and they want to say it is a bad word. True men say it's bad. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, So where's all the heat going to come from?
It
must come from man. My heart's set on fire.
Burn him up.
The fire's been set, you know.
Yes.
So you can either live in the fire and rejoice in the fire or burn up. But you have to remember, to rejoice in the fire, you have to love the Lord. He's going to show it to you. You too?
Yeah.
Your love grow cold?
Yes.
Wow. Hot man.
You want cold? You only think you know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. Wherein? So you see, the fire has a purpose. It's just to set a light before man. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye will be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And behold the upright. For man came in peace, without spot, and blameless. And the world mocked him, the world reviled him, and the world reviled him. So man not come to the world this time. He come to his own. Those known by him. By the foreknowledge of God. They didn't know him before. He knew them. And he kept himself under them. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. So God called for every man now to show forth the better part. The wisdom and knowledge and understanding we've been dealing with all this long.
Thank you, Fred.
You see, all of them without charity can't help. Every man can look outside and see a plane. You see a mango tree? That's where the mango comes from. You see the ackee tree? That's where the ackee comes from. So you see, man, that's where the holiness must come from. There, no more the war and strife and gender in us. God has already shown plain the difference between the fruits of the flesh. The fruits of the Spirit are life, joy, peace, love, long suffering, holiness,
temperance.
So it's two different trees. Different fruits. They're known by their fruits.
The spirit's the mind of his life.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. They must be hard to understand, but look at how they keep on sin stuff.
They're not understand. I've got nothing to do. in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable, they rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. You have to struggle for this, you have to adopt this, glorify this. If there's any wrestling and any struggling, it's not with the doctrine and not with the fatherhood. It's in every man's own heart. Gosh, they have to fight a battle now in the heights of Zion. Kill on wicked thoughts. Kill on Satan. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by living like Jesus, our prayers and our conduct. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
With the meditations of our heart, who is allowed, the acceptance of thy sacrifice, our strength and our redeemer, the will of the heaven and the earth, sinner. Blessed is the man that walketh in thy presence with them, Galilee, thy heart, and thy way, and thy sin, and our children, and the seed of the Son of God. I was the strength of grace.
Our thanks to our dear Jesus, our thanks to my Father, we need very precious seed. And now the Son of the Emperor, our sin, and our life, she is our sin. We are open out of the blood of God, and our mouth is shut for our ears. I am the congregation of the saints, who bless our God. I am the I am, who bless my spirit. Thou art redeemed, my soul, Lord God.
Yes, sir. in the sunshine.
Yeah.
sing.
Thank you.
very much to him. Yes, Paul and the Lord. Yeah,
stand before his seat.
All the divine, all the sweet heart.